welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, it's a hot one. I'm camping, and I got a viewer request to talk about storage a little bit. So I'm going to talk a little bit about interior storage. Was kind of primarily what the question was, like, can you walk us through how you organize your interior? How do you maximize the space? That kind of thing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I'm going to kind of go as far as I possibly can in sort of all the options that you have for storage. So I'm going to walk through the interior. I'm going to walk through my custom drawer slide that I made for my fridge. I'm going to talk a little bit about the deck system. I'm going to talk about the roof box that I've got on top of my rooftop tent. I'm going to talk about the rooftop tent itself. So if you want to talk about a number of ways to store stuff, if you're having problems maximizing your storage space, if you have too much stuff and you just can't find places for it, this is going to be a great episode for you. So stay tuned to hear more on that. All right, guys, so let's start with inside the truck. Right now you're sitting on top of my refrigerator. It's an Iceco JP50. It's a great fridge, very efficient, and just a generally all around decent middle price fridge. A fridge is a great way to store a bunch of food. It also frees up a lot of options for things like, you know, condiments, cold drinks that you can keep cold for a long period of time. You can bring steaks and burgers and meat and things like that that you don't have to worry about getting soaked when the ice melts. So it gives you a bunch of new and cool features that you don't get with like coolers and things like that. So a fridge is definitely something that's going to help save you some room. Also, while fridges are pretty large, I feel like generally I have a few coolers, and the only ones that I have that have anywhere close to the capacity of my Iceco fridge are also really big and really heavy, and especially when you load them up with ice, they're very hard to deal with, right? They're very hard to get in and out of the vehicle. It's just tough. So the fridge can be a way to not only have full-time, all the time, cold food, drinks, that sort of thing, but also to save you storage space inside your vehicle. And I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys, like I always am, and tell you that my interior storage in the truck is really not dialed in or figured out like at all yet. Pretty much I just throw stuff in the seats. I've got my big BioLite fire pit over there that I'm going to do a review on while I'm here. You know, I've got some pillows for me and the kid. I had a backpack that was thrown down on the ground that I've pulled out to get all my camera gear out. I do have this little Smittybilt trash bag, which is kind of nice. It has a sealable top on it, but I use that for small stuff like receipts, you know, candy wrappers, that sort of thing, just to kind of keep the cabin as neat as possible. Of course, I got my patches on the ceiling. That's pretty important stuff to store. But for the most part, at least up front, this is all pretty stock. Now, in these Frontiers and Exteras, there's this cool little cubby thing down here that fits like chapstick, lighters, small stuff, pocket knives, that kind of thing will fit right down in that. So I do use that a little bit. In my center cubby here, I'm sort of underutilizing the space, but I do have some cash for tolls, change. I've got some mints. I keep my my controller for my winch in there. So stuff that I may need quick or that I use frequently goes in there. I did put this Smittybilt seat cover on this seat. Again, if you haven't seen this in any of my videos before, these Nissans are sort of notorious for this seat wearing right here on the side. Happened in my Xterra. It was like this when I bought this truck as well. So they're just all like that. So I had this seat that I had in my Xterra. They are actually intended for Jeep Wranglers. It was about $100, came with that, came with the trash can, came with a bunch of other Molly bags. But this is a great option too. You can attach to the Molly on the side. There's also some Molly on the front. And then on the back of the seat too, there is additional Molly webbing that you can attach stuff to. So if you're looking for ideas, this may be a good one for you too. It's just taking advantage of the seat that I've already got. It's also covering up the, you know, sort of ripped up seat with this cover. And it gives you a bunch of ways to attach stuff via Molly. So especially in my situation back here, I'm probably going to start utilizing this for like first aid and things like that. Things that I need to be able to get to, but that don't need to be super, super like accessible because I've got all this storage space between my fridge and that. In addition to that, you know, the way that I built this fridge and I will put, or this fridge shelf, if you will, and I will put a card up here in the top right corner to the way that I built that. So if you have a Frontier and you want to build this, I literally give dimensions and exact directions step by step on how I built this simple little shelf. But this buys me a ton of space. So I basically deleted the 40% side of the seat. So I've still got the full seat on the other side for one person. So basically I've got the front seat and one back seat, but I've got two kids and my wife doesn't like to go a whole lot. So that actually works for me. But so then under here, you've got a pretty good size, kind of unevenly shaped space, right? So I'm either thinking of building in some sort of like additional drawers or shelves, something like that, or another way to even make it simpler is to utilize bags, right? So some sort of like a duffel bag that maybe has, you know, like changes of clothes or, you know, in this case, I've thrown some food and some extra Pepsis and stuff underneath of here in case we want to throw them in the fridge later to cool them off. But again, you could put recovery stuff under here, tons and tons of stuff in this. Now, if this was a stock Frontier, you can kind of see back there that plastic. There are little plastic storage trays underneath these seats, so you could use those as well. You don't have to like take a seat out and do all this stuff to take advantage of the storage that you've already got. A lot of the times the back of the seats will fold down and you can put stuff back behind there. So things like, you know, toilet tents or, you know, ground tents, things like that that fold up pretty flat would fit back there. So, and then in addition to that, back behind here, I've actually got probably about 6 to 8 inches of space where the back of the seat is removed. So I've got a couple solar panels back here that I use to charge my sort of portable power bank. So I've just strapped those down with a bungee cord back there so they don't, you know, get up against the fridge. And then those stay back there because they're awkward, they're weird, they're big, but this way they're out of the way. So again, you kind of just have to, what I usually do when I'm laying these things out, to just give you sort of a general tip of how I come up with the ideas for how I'm going to store my stuff, I make a list. I like to make spreadsheets. So I make a spreadsheet of all my gear and I try and list every single thing out. And when I'm doing that, it gives me a good idea of exactly what I've got. And then a lot of times I can sort of start to put things together. So I've got, you know, like all of my stuff that I don't use all the time, but I like to have in the truck, like my folding fire pit, my folding toilet, folding shovel, all that stuff is up there in the Plano crate on top of my rooftop tent. So I've got this gun case. It's very inexpensive. I'll put a link in the description down below. Totally waterproof. I've never had a leak in it. But I just leave it on top of the roof attached to the Unistrut that I've got on top of my rooftop tent. But then that's got all that stuff in there. So again, you can apply different boxes to different things. I could, if I wanted to, attach boxes and things to my rack. So if you have a pickup truck and you have some sort of a rack, there's a variety of ways to put stuff in here. I also use quite a bit, and let's come around to the back here. I use my deck system quite a bit. The truck came with the deck system. At first, I was a little hesitant because honestly, it only leaves about 6 inches of space above it. So you lose a good chunk of your bed, right? But the nice thing about it is you get covered waterproof storage, and these things are huge. They're basically the full length of the bed. So I've got stuff like air mattresses, recovery gear, tarps, jumper cables, extra stuff for my chainsaws, tools. These are my straps for the awning, extra parts, fuses, things like that, propane. Then in this one, I keep my Camco leveling blocks that are up there. I've got a bunch of different tools and stuff in here too. Bungees, I've got a fireproof mat to lay down underneath my fire pit. Again, just a bunch of tools. You know, a machete. I've got my Unijack, which has replaced my high lift. This thing's pretty handy. I'll put a link in the description to that too, but that thing just fits perfect. Watch this, in this deck system. Like, I mean, just perfect. So that thing fits in there. So with the deck system, like, as you can see, these aren't even full, right? So I haven't even figured out exactly what I'm gonna put in these yet, but there's still tons of room in them. So then on top of them, what I will do is, and I'll put a link to these two, I will use Plano crates. So I've got several of these, like I think they're 104 quart or something around that, those dimensions. They're black, they're waterproof. They're very inexpensive, like 40, 50 bucks a piece. I've got three of them, but I can throw all my stuff in there. So like I have one that's all my winter stuff. So when winter hits, I just move that one out of storage in my basement or in my garage and I can throw it in the back of the truck. Sometimes I will just leave it in there. It kind of depends on, you know, whether I want to take the chance on somebody wanting to nab it or not. But the Plano crates are great. They also just so happen to, in my truck anyways, fit right between these rails. So you can literally slide them all right between the rails back to there. And then if you wanted to, you could just bungee down over the top of them and you're good to go. Okay, so Plano crates, very inexpensive way to store a ton of gear, but they're very big boxes, right? So then you kind of need like bags or something like that to organize your stuff inside of them. Same with the deck system, huge waterproof storage places, which is great, but you know, you got to make sure that you then try and organize your stuff, get all your tools together, you know, bag stuff up or box stuff up to put inside of there so that you can find it. Or you can also get drawers for these things too, like drawer dividers, so that you could separate these into sections. So when you look in here, you probably notice these little slots. Those little slots are four dividers. So you can buy or probably fabricate dividers that will just go right across here and then break this into sections. So that's an option for that as well. In addition to the deck system, in addition to the Plano crates, in addition to my slide-out fridge, I view the rooftop tent as a really excellent way to save space. So a lot of the reason that I run the rooftop tent, despite the downsides of, you know, having to climb up and down in the middle of the night if you have to go to the bathroom in the winter when it's really cold, having to get out of it takes a little bit longer than a ground tent, and it is not ideal. So despite some of those downsides that come with a rooftop tent, I still view it as a huge plus, because part of the reason why you saw the inside of my truck is so empty of stuff is because all my bedding is up there, my ladder for the rooftop tent is up there, my poles for the awning are up there in the rooftop tent. The only thing that doesn't fit is my pillow, so that's why the pillow was up front, right? But it gets rid of all my bedding, my sleeping bag, my wool blanket, the ladder, everything else. So it's actually like a giant storage box too. I also keep some extra electrical wires and things like that in the net. So like charging cables, small battery packs, that kind of thing will all fit back in there. In my opinion, the rooftop tent is a fantastic way to move a bunch of big sort of stuff that takes up a lot of room out of the cab and save you interior space so that then you can use it. Another thing here that I want to point out is chainsaw mount. So if you are someone that likes to run chainsaws, bring chainsaws, and you've got a way on an SUV or a truck to mount one of these things, it's awesome. I will put a card up here in the corner to how I installed this thing if that helps you at all. But the really cool thing about this is, one, it's got chain oil, right? So it's kind of a mess. It's constantly leaking. That's kind of how all the chainsaws I've ever had have been. So this gets it outside of the cab. In addition to that, you can see it's really like oddly shaped, right? So it's hard to strap down. It's kind of hard to find a good place for. Nothing can stack on it, so it takes up a bunch of room. I used to sort of strap it to the inside of my bed rails back here, but again, it took up a ton of room. So now I've moved it to the inside of my spare. It's actually attached to the spare tire carrier back here. I just used a couple U-bolts and actually attached the mount right to that. But then it holds it up there. It keeps it out of the way. It utilizes space that otherwise would just be wasted. So I really, really like that. Same with trash. So trash can take up a ton of room too, right? So I'm sure all of you have seen these things like Trasharoos or Joy Tuttis trash bags. This is the Last US Bags, Oscar's Mobile Hideout. Great, great trash bag. It's up against the tree here, sorry. But, this gets all your trash out of the vehicle. So again, similar to the chain oil, all the stinky stuff, the gross stuff, the smelly stuff goes on the outside of the truck, and it frees up space inside your rig, right? So having an exterior trash bag is also another way to basically save room and increase your interior storage. All right, so another thing that if you are an overlander, you are probably aware of are traction boards. Traction boards can be a huge pain, because they get muddy, they get dirty. There's no great way to store them. They're also really big. So like if you were to put these, you know, inside the back of your vehicle here, it's going to go like across your whole back window, right? Like a gun rack or something. Like they're just huge. So they take up a ton of space. These are X-Bowl mats that I picked up off Amazon for like $60, I think. So they're very inexpensive. I've used them a few times and they've been great, but for that $60, they come with a bag. So if you did need to store them inside of your vehicle, you got a bag to keep the dirt off all the rest of your stuff. I personally chose to, again, utilize that space on top of my rooftop tent and mount them up there. And they also came with those sort of turn down handles. So basically they're just big bolts that I ran through the Unistrut here, and then they've got these twist on knobs on the top, and then that's what holds them to the roof basically. So again, just another way to think about it is if there's any way to mount stuff to the outside of your vehicle, take advantage of it. All right, guys. So to kind of finish up this episode of the podcast/vlog on storage, interior, exterior, just kind of how to store all your overland gear. Again, I wanted to go through as many tips as I possibly could, but I'm sure there are other ones, right? So like if you guys can think of anything, post up in the comments below. Let me know cool ways that you guys are storing stuff. Let me know if you guys have any questions. If I didn't cover everything, sorry about that, but you know, post up in the comments and I will get you answers. So I hope that was helpful for you. If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button. Click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I make a couple videos a week. I do like a podcast/vlog like this about general overlanding stuff. And then generally I do like a gear review or a do-it-yourself mod, like the rear shelf system for the fridge, or, you know, things like that. Do-it-yourself budget type mods. I'm a weekend warrior type overlander. So I just go when I can. Also in the description down below are links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast if you're on YouTube, YouTube if you're on podcast. Come and hang out on whatever channels you guys want to hang out on. I'd love to have you. And then also there are links to Patreon, which is growing and getting really awesome. We've got a Discord, so if you want to be in the Discord, just pop into Patreon. I know that kind of sucks that it costs money, but that's kind of the biggest draw to it, right? It's just that we have a 24/7 Discord where you can kind of chat, hang out, ask questions, that kind of thing. But I think it starts at like $5 a month. So like it's really minimal if you want to get into that and sort of hang out all the time. And then, of course, there's Newbie Overlanders, a free Facebook group with about 4,000 people at this point. So it's growing like wildfire. But tons and tons of people in there, again, answering questions, asking questions. It's been really awesome to see the growth of that channel. And hopefully you come join us there. So again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys next week.